Welcome back to our audio weblog entitled 2013 in the Church of Jesus. This is a weekly report put out by Voice of the Martyrs. It can be accessed at the VOM website, www.persecution.com. You can actually have VOM send it to your email every week. When it comes to my email, I print it out, share it with you, and then I pray for the nations and the people that are indicated on that sheet during the following week. Today we begin with Pakistan. A mob of about 3,000 people looted and burned a Christian neighborhood in Lahore on March 9, after a man in the neighborhood was accused of blasphemy. The riot forced 200 families to flee. Mosque loudspeakers began to broadcast news of the blasphemy charge at 4 p.m. on Friday, March 8, and a mob of extremists appeared in the neighborhood at 9 the next morning. Terrified Christians fled their homes, remembering a 2009 riot in Gojra, Pakistan, in which 8 Christians were killed, many more injured, and at least 40 homes destroyed. As in Gojra, police in Lahore apparently stood by while the mob destroyed at least 175 homes in the neighborhood over a 5-hour period. The man accused of blasphemy is in police custody. In Senegal, 2 Brazilian Christians remain in prison in Senegal on charges of kidnapping and child trafficking. The Christians operated a home for street children, many of whom were members of Quranic schools that forced their pupils to sleep on the streets. The home provided food, shelter, and education to about 17 children. After one of the youths told his father he had become a Christian at the home, the boy's father made accusations against Pastor José Dilson Alves da Silva. Legal efforts and intervention by Brazilian diplomats have so far had no effect. "This is a prayer subject for all of us," said VOM's field worker in Senegal. "The only person who can solve this problem is the Lord." In Turkey, all but one of the 14 men arrested in a murder plot against Pastor Emre in İzmit have been released on bail, pending the investigation and trial. According to VOM's field worker for the region, Christians have to work harder than most people to get justice in Turkey, a country where victims need lawyers to push the justice system to pursue justice. Pastor Emre has already offered forgiveness to the conspirators. And in Laos, pray for 8 young Kamu women who are receiving training in biblical studies and in tailoring. The young women are daughters of pastors, ministry leaders, and PSP workers. Some of their families have been directly persecuted, and many of them see opposition to Christianity in their villages. Thank you for joining with me today in concern and prayer for the persecuted church. We hope to return next week at about this time so that we can keep you in touch with what deeply touches God's heart. I'm Bob, although I'm an area coordinator for Voice of the Martyrs in the state of Illinois. This is not an official VOM presentation, though it is given with their consent. Now, just about wherever you live in the United States, there's a Voice of the Martyrs rep willing to come to your church and share with your group of any size about the persecuted church and VOM's ministry. Just email me at diakonos3@gmail.com. I'll get it set up for you. God bless you today. Be sure to check out the rest of this series and my other series on sermon audio. Bye-bye.